بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Today we turn to chapter number 2 of Qasida Burda. So every Tuesday or every Monday, in fact, on this time at this period, we have Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda. So it is the explanation of the stanzas of Qasida Burda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Remember, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say Allahumma La uhsi, in this case is plural, Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, we cannot enumerate your praises, we cannot praise you. You are as the way you have praised yourself. We cannot praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him high up there. Allah azza wa jal says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised you, we have placed you on a high pedestal in terms of remembrance. Meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So thus we say, when you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are remembering Allah azza wa jal and you are remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you're placing your hand, you're placing yourself in the hands of two Kareems. Two Kareems, Al-Kareem Allah and Al-Kareem Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can you ever go wrong? So let's say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing this, you get 10 rewards, 10 sins wiped off, 10 times your status has just risen by saying now sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can we just let all of this pass by, time just pass? No, we should make effort and see how we can take benefit from each and every second. But you say, but I go to relieve myself. And then there you cannot recite sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't make any dhikr in the toilet, in the place, the house of office, as some say, because they get all their work and their jobs done there. Some get work, they multitask there. They're doing their work on their cell phone and they are doing work. Can you say you are doing anything? Can you say you are doing any work? No. That is Allah Azza wa Jal's system. And you just go and you sit and the rest Allah takes care of. You do not have to press any button. You do not have to go for service. But what you have to do is become an obedient servant. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. You have to bring this body onto the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you have set your target, you have set your goal correct in life. We can never ever reach that point. But of course, in this sense, what we can say is that we are going to get there as long as we are sincere. So make it from now till the day we pass away. Allah alone knows when that day is. But till then, we are going to make and we're going to strive to become like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen meets you. What is yaqeen? Yaqeen is death, as you know. That is the one thing which you are very and extremely sure about. Death is coming. The date that we are unsure about. So how do you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you love Allah? It is by emulating Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you must follow me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed by Allah to tell you, O Ummah, you must follow him if you love Allah. Then Allah, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will make you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, your sins will be forgiven. So in this lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say it is all the ingredients of success. Success. You want to learn salah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Read salah like how you saw me reading salah. Did you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream reading salah? No. Most 98% of the ummah did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading salah in a dream. So what does this mean? It means that golden chain, you know that child is 2 years, 1.5 years of age. You say, read salah. What does that child do? That baby goes into sujood. That baby immediately goes into sujood. When you say masjid, masjid is named after, is that place, that posture which you go into, which Allah Azza wa Jalla loves so much. It is a place of worship. And in that place of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when you go into sujood. Abu Talib in fact posed the question to his son and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he saw them. Remember, Abu Talib is the son, is the father of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu grew up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there at the home. And Abu Talib, he did not accept Islam, but his son saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, his actions. One day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib were performing salah. Sorry, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu were performing salah. Abu Talib was watching. Abu Talib said, Abu Talib asked, what's this here? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is, and explained, this is salah. Abu Talib said, you people carry on doing what you need to do. I cannot place my head below my thighs, or the back portion. I cannot place my head below my back part of my body. For him, that was disrespectful. According to his warped understanding of respect and disrespect. So, but he said, I won't stop you, you carry on. But look at this here, that place where you're placing your head on that ground. Can anything, it's connected to nerves and so many other things. And it's releasing so much of, you know what they say, you need to detox. You need to do this, you need to go into sujood and you'll be detoxing from so much. When last have you gone into sujood? When last have you just said, Ya Allah, for your pleasure, I'm showing, expressing gratitude, Ya Allah. This is something that we need to do often. And not just in your 5 daily salah, but beyond that, you want to become the waliullah, you have to go the extra mile. Anybody who wants to succeed, they will tell you, you have to go the extra mile. And I said this earlier, and I'll say it here also. Melinda Gates, she said her ex-husband, he used to burn the midnight oil. And he said sleep at one point of his life, he said sleep is meaningless, it's useless, it's wasting time. It's laziness, sleep. And used to, when this was said, when people were saying 5 hours, 4 hours, he is active with promotions of batil. You know, he was busy with all his windows. He made the virus, then he made the antivirus, trying to play God. Allah is the giver of sickness and Allah is the one who grants shifa.
Then he said, okay, I experimented with Windows computers. He said, let's take the same system and apply it to the human beings, like we some robots. Makes a virus, then makes a antivirus. And plays around with us. Are we not human enough for them? Well, put all of that aside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, that's our title. What's your title? Abdullah, I'm the servant of Allah. What's your title, O female? Amatullah, the female slave of Allah. This is, what is this? This is my title, my job description. The rest of my life, I have to spend it in this manner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for Mi'raj. Allah azza wa jal says in chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra, verse 1, Alhamdulillahi alladhi. No, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Asra bi'abdihi. Purity belongs to Allah, the one who has transported his servant. To honor Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this great journey, Allah azza wa jal said, his servant. This is it. Allah's servant. That is the best of creation, which we just referred to. Like the poet says, Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Walakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. I've not praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my speech. Rather, my speech has become praiseworthy because I've mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I've not praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my speech, but rather my speech has become praiseworthy because of the mention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like this, you carry on. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your sustainer until death meets you, until yaqeen meets you. Strive in this and you will be heading towards. We all want to become heroes. They made you believe that all these from small and a young tender age, Superman, you're watching it with the S and all of this indoctrinated. And who allowed all of this? Who put that screen? And who is allowing today your children? You, who's allowing you, O children, to watch all of this? Your parents handed you that cell phone. Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. Allah give us the ability. We are all striving. Nobody wants to see that child burn. But we feel sometimes that maybe we have to lean down a little bit and help them to get along. And maybe they will build responsibility. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O people of Iman, save yourselves and your children from the fire. Surah Dhariyat. So we have to understand that my success lies in this. So what is this whole chapter about when we move to chapter number 2? It is about Allama Busayri Rahimullah mentions about the nafs. Mentions all about the nafs. That this nafs has, once this nafs is intact and it is brimming with the love of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nothing can shift this nafs away then. Because there is, Allah azza wa jal has made the system such that Shaitan can only go to a certain degree. But those with ikhlas, those who are make it their real life goal, that I want to become the true servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, then I have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then nothing can shift you this way, that way. So we need to understand this. So chapter number 2 is all surrounding the nafs, concerning the restraining of lust and carnal desires. So let's speak of the introduction. If you see, you've got two enemies. One is your enemy inside. That is called your nafs, which we're going to speak about. The other is shaitan. And he is your open enemy. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your open enemy. Imagine, today we're trying to figure out who's the ones who are sponsoring. Is it Rothschild? Is it Rockefeller? Who is the ones behind all of this year? And then they will make a series and you, oh Muslims, you will get involved in watching, passing so much of time, trying to figure out who's the enemies, what is their plots, all of this. But why do you have to turn to all of that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you in the Quran Sharif, shaitan's plots and plans? So why? They need Mossad. They need intelligence because they don't have anything else. But you who have it, the Quran Sharif is telling you the exact plots. If you turn just to Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 32. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish, they intend to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths, so we say mouthpieces, or that they're using their technology and all of this to manipulate, indoctrinate you. So there, but what's the glad tidings for you, O Ummah? وَيَعْبَى اللَّهِ. Allah rejects it. وَيَعْبَى اللَّهِ. Allah rejects it. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. Except that Allah will complete His light, His nur. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kuffar, they grow in hatred, they grow in dislike. Let them hear this verse of the Quran Sharif and see how their plans and everything shatters to despair, because this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us in the Quran Sharif. When you will live this life and you will say, I'm going to live on this path, the snuffs has to come onto the Sunnah Mubarakah of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even in this day and age, they will tell you and they will throw these slogans, camel age, outdated, this, that. But you will say, no, this siwak, miswak, as-siwak mitharatun lil-fami wa mardatun li-rabbi, that this miswak, it is a means of gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as well, it's an instrument of getting yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well, this miswak, it's a cleanse of the mouth, and it is that means of getting you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once I told you previously, perhaps it was another program, we went to the dentist. It was here in Boksburg. His name was Dr. Groenewald. So I said, I'm going to take my miswak with me. It's a young boy my parents used to take. We used to go there from, we used to travel. From Marlboro, we go to Boksburg. Today is the appointment with the dentist. So he used to give us gas. I see gas now. There's a big conversation, debate. Should they ban gas or not amongst the dentists? Because why? They say there's so many dentists who are addicted to the gas. They themselves, they're using it for their personal usage. And you know, when you use the gas, some people different effects. Some people it makes them laugh. Some people... But there they're using it to take away the pain. Anyway, they give you that gas. And so I said, I'm going to take my miswak today and I'm going to show the dentist. This is what my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam uses. We still, you know, learning everything. So I went. We weren't even wearing proper Islamic clothing. But you know, that love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and slowly it grows. So we took it to, I showed the dentist. He looked at me, he laughed, the old man, he laughed at me. He said, this year, this is out. You people are living like what you'll say in the Stone Ages, or what they will use their own words for. But I looked at him and thought, you know what? Actually, you are living in the Stone Ages. Because if you just take a step back, you see they urinated so much on us. From a young, tender age, you growing up, you in that school, you know, and I speak to you, O youth, because this is your holidays, you know very well they have that day, service day, or they have different days, which you call it now. Nowadays, they used to call it service day, which was not so long ago, but anyway. You dress up. Will you wear the Islamic dress? This is a question. Leave all the other putrid teachings that they have combined in their syllabi and whatever. But you yourself, will you wear the Islamic dress? Here's a question. No, very few. Our school, Wendywood High School, if you wanted to grow a beard, you have to go to the principal, Mr. Earp, and say, Mr. Earp, I want to grow the beard. Give me permission. You have to write a letter. And you would get the permission if you were. But how many of us actually went to the principal and said, this is what I want to do? There's no interest. Why? Because that environment is not the environment of Islam. You are in a class and you know that Islam is put one side under the table. Now, think about this. When you do this, go to your Muslim schools of today and tomorrow, and they will have all these different soccer tournaments and everything. Why? Because we lack confidence. We have that inferiority complex in our Islam. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Let's throw this thought away and let's say with me now together. If you say these words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Wajabat lahul Jannah. Narration of Abu Dawood. A person who reads this, Jannah becomes wajib upon you. But let me inform you, give you an intro before you say these words. Your heart must be totally 100% happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart must be totally happy with Islam as your deen. You yourself, you must be totally happy with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the chosen messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal. So let's read together. رضيت بالله ربا رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا ورسولا. One narration comes رسول, one comes نبي. So we say, we combine the two. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا ورسولا. I am happy with Allah as sustainer. That is what you are saying. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. So let it not just be words, but let that psychological aspect kick in also. Let it be such. I'm totally happy with Allah as sustainer. Let it be such. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And I'm happy as, I'm happy with Islam as deen. I'm happy with Islam as deen. So let's make it, let's let it be such. I love Islam. Then wa bi Muhammadin nabiyyo wa rasula, and I'm happy with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rasul and Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. There. Now live your life in this manner. Allah, sustainer, Islam, your deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sunnah, that is Islam. The nafs has to be trained. The nafs, as an introduction, we say this to you. Allama Busayri rahimullah speaks about the nafs in here. Carnal desires, we said to you, there are two enemies. One is the outer and one is the inner. We have to tame the inner nafs, the inner enemy, then we'll have strength. You see people say, but this, but that, the environment. Look at what's happening in Palestine, this, that, the other. MashaAllah. But what are you doing to say that I will not imitate? It's not Israel. It's the sponsors of the US. It is all this that they are indoctrinating you with. When will you say it is kuffar altogether? When will you say, I'm going to shun this And I'm going to come onto the Sunnah, which they are trying so hard. The Quran Sharif has told us, they are trying so hard to drift us away, to put us in a different corner, to make the Sunnah seem something strange. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, a time is going to come. Remember, Islam started strange. Islam will return strange. So glad tidings be to the strangers. So in this day and age, when you're finding all the, take a simple sunnah, like sitting on the, sitting, squatting when you relieving yourself. Now they want to come and say this and that. They have taken milk, all of these beautiful, pure things, and tried to make supplements and whatnot. But they, yesterday I read an article. Bill Gates said there is a need now for us to go back to drinking pure milk. We need to go back to milk because all of this. And why? So, but they've already injected you with so much. O Ummah, you need ittaqoo firasat al-mu'min fa innahu yanduru bi nuri Allah. Narration of Tirmidhi. Beware of the vision of the believer, for he sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beware of the vision of the believer, for he sees with the nur, with the light of Allah azza wa jal. So this nafs, it needs to be tamed. When nafsu, I'll just give you an as a briefing, one of the stanzas that is to come in this particular chapter. When nafsu katifli in tuhmilhu shabba ala hubba, when nafsu katifli in tuhmilhu shabba ala hubbi rida wa in taftimhu yanfatimi. The nafs is like a suckling baby who, when breastfed, it falls in love with it. It loves that milk. But when you wean it off, it will stop. It will wean off. That's, we'll go into it slowly. So this nafs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told us, who is an intelligent person, al-kayyisu man dana nafsah, an intelligent person is one who checks his nafs. And he does. You see, when your nafs is tamed, when your nafs is trained, what happens? Then, وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, he does actions, and he does actions for the life after death. You see, that is an intelligent person. And when you just live this animal lifestyle, eat what you want, drink what you want, go where you want, do what you want, that is a foolish person according to Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالْآجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. A foolish person is he follows his nafs, the desires of his nafs, if carnal desires, his nafs is feeling, today I will go sleep with an animal. And this is what you call zoophilia. This is what you call, that's their vision. They are advancing. Because why? Before they didn't sleep with animals. Now they say, no, we're going into this world now. What world is this? The aliens, if they were aliens, they wouldn't even believe in this. So first you tell us we come from animals. Now you're telling us we must sleep with animals. So where? Spain, few other countries as well, two states in the US, they have declared it perfectly fine. It's not against the law, as long as no pain is caused to the animal. So when you say no pain, how do you know what pain that animal is caused? When you do so much pain to animals with your experiments on the beagles, such as Dr. Fauci and the rest of this crew, then you hurt and kill and do as you please. And when we say safe, clean, pure slaughter, no, this is causing harm. And you, O believers, you follow into the mouse's trap. You follow into the lizard's hole. You say, no, we also need to follow and we need to have stunning and all of this. It's really, really stunning to think that you would go in this particular direction. It goes beyond logic. Here's a clear-cut, pure path, but you say, no, I'll go in a different direction. I'll follow. And that's ideally where we've come to. Our nafs has just become like an animal. Animalistic thoughts, animalistic ways. You go to the zoo, spend a whole day there. After that, what do you feel? You just like, even if you're out of the zoo, you're still seeing something, because the whole day your gaze is just focusing on seeing animals. So that quality is then come onto you. So when you're following, as Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said beautifully, he said, they walk with their dogs. The dog is in front, you follow the dog. The dog is in front, they follow the dog, and you are following them. See, take note, one day the dog is in front, they follow the dog, taking the dog for a walk. Muslims will feel, now I need to keep a dog as a pet as well. And they will just copy. This is what we've become. When it's so clear cut, you'll become a loser when you follow and obey the kuffar. So coming to this now, in this particular chapter, we said to you, the nafs fuels desires. So it all works together. The nafs fuels the desires. Shaitan directs the thoughts. See, that urge has to come from somewhere. You're not going to just want to do, you're not just going to want to meet that female. There's that urge that comes within. And then the nafs and shaitan, they work together like partners. And then before you know it, you forgot to buy the protection. And guess what? There's a baby being born. That baby is going to be killed through abortion. You see, they got all these terms planned for you. Abortion, this, that. So this all, remember something, O Ummah, don't be sleeping because you say Balabal DA is opposed to, DA is not opposed to the entire Balabal. They are only opposed to clause number 4 and clause number 5. And that's got nothing to do, it's got absolutely nothing to do with everything that they want to promote. They are not opposing. They make it seem like they are totally against. It's not. It's not. Clause number 4 and clause number 5. Anyway, it's signed into law now, and they're giving it 3 months to see how they can work around that clause number 4, clause number 5. But nonetheless, under this law, this cruel law, which they don't state the harms, if there's no harms in it, then why make a big noise? Why was there so much of... why was there so much of talk surrounding it? But you had to sign it first. Now it's signed. And what happens next? Your daughter is in school and they're promoting all this vulgarity. They're promoting all this nude in the form of text and all of this filth. And then now your child is growing up with all these urges. We speak about the nafs, don't forget. So the nafs just wants to engage. It just wants to fulfill its desires. And now this child goes, or your daughter goes, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah protect our Muslimin. And grant us such leaders who are not shy of our Islam, so that they will also encourage others to practice Islam appropriately and the way that was shown to us. So we have leaders and examples again. So this nafs, then what happens? She's enticed. We're just giving you a practical example. Now she goes and sleeps. Go and see over the past week and so, how many teachers, how many teachers are going and doing things with their own students? Use it whatever term, rape, this, that, the other. And you call this... anyway, moving forward. This child is pregnant now. You call her child. So we'll call a child as well. Or teenager. pregnant, oh, now what are we going to do? Before you see that guilt kicked in at some point, my father's going to come to know. Now, no problem. We just get a teacher who's assigned for the task. You don't need parents' permission. Go and have an abortion. You don't need to ask your parents anymore. In America, different places, they are trying to use words which doesn't give a particular gender. Refer to your children. Say children, for example. It's not a specific gender. So you're not referring to males or females. So you give them that choice. And this is what Hazrat Mulana Shabir Saluji Damat Barakatuh had told us. The word guys was coined for what? Guys. And when we were young, we knew this. Guys was always for men. And then now we saw girls also calling their groups, referring guys, let's go. But isn't this a word for? It's coined for that. Now come on this side. Your parents, that guilt is all gone because you don't have to refer back to your parents. So you do what you need to do and kill the baby. How many murder cases under your name? And this is passed as fine by this government. This is passed as fine as people who claim to be so concerned about murder cases and rape cases and women's rights and all of this. We're just going backwards, you see? We're going backwards. We're not going forward. Why are we going backwards? Go back to the days of Jahiliyyah. America has never had a female president. Now they all of a sudden, because people are making noise and that, so they want to maybe put for 1-2 terms or whatever it is. Making noise. But when that female president needs to take a break because there's so much happening in her life and she can't manage it, then they say, okay, now we understand. But nevertheless, let them go ahead. Come to us, O believers. Come to us. Are we going forward or are we going backwards? Days of Jahiliyyah. They would kill the females. Islam came and gave honor to the females. When their faces would change color when they would know that it's a girl in the wife's womb. So there, now what are we doing? Whether it's a boy or a girl, what happened to rights? Human rights. Forget, you want to speak all this general, let's speak human. Human rights. Where is the human rights in this? Are we just not humans? So they go back to that. Kill. Do. Because why? The baby is not born. According to law, they claim, some people claim, but this is not true. I read about it. If a aborted baby survives, does that baby have rights? That's the talk. Imagine how can you, so the government will say this, make excuse, but eventually they say they got rights. But how can you even say such a word like that? That means that person, that human being, let's go back to that baby, was breathing and you killed it. This is the big discussion that you need to ask them. And this is why we do not follow their ways. This nafs, as we said to you, it needs to be trained. And it needs to be focused on the akhirah. And then we will do actions like we're going to pass away in the next few seconds. Constantly involved, our worry, concern is akhirah. The first tanza, Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah says, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ. Surely my soul, which is laden with evil, did not heed the advice, مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ, due to its ignorance from the warning by grey hair and old age. فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَةِ بِالسُّءِ مَتَّعَ that surely this my soul which is laden with evil did not heed the advice مِنْ جَحْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ due to its ignorance from the warning by grey hair and old age. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.